You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hi, 95BFM Breakfast. It's 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Hello, Phlox.
Hello.
Phlox is an artiste, a Stetzel artist with fine art roots. And you will be, you're going to be one of the features, one of the featured guests at Semi Permanent, which we've been crapping on about on the Breakfast Show, and rightfully so. For those people who do not know Phlox, what is Semi Permanent from your perspective?
Well, I guess it's a really good opportunity for people to come and see some amazing artists and entrepreneurs and designers from around the world and to hear their point of view and their journey, their story.
Because it's like there's freeform artists who just think it up and do the art, and then there's artists who are doing it commercially. There's people who are selling, people who are designing all sorts of, like, it's a pretty all encompassing, super wonderful event, isn't it?
It is. It's really broad, and I guess I'll segue into the reason why I'm there, and what I'm going to be talking about is related to originality. And I guess from my point of view, you know, every artist strives to be original in their work. But for me, I've always strived to be original in how I'm viewed and just where I sit within the context of the contemporary art scene. So I've always strived to not be pigeonholed and to try and do it all. So
has that been, how hard has that been to do that?
Yeah, it's hard. It's challenging, but I probably wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't.
So what we'll do now, I'm just going to play this here. Everyone can have a look at your art. There we go. For those people who can't see through the radio, can you describe what your art is like and what you're sort of most well known for?
Well, the work is definitely influenced by nature.
Nature!
This beautiful, beautiful island that we all live on, Aotearoa. And as you said, I work with stencil spray paint, so lots of layers, lots of lush colours, and, you know, heaps of stuff going on. It's not simple by any means.
And did you start out just tagging?
Not tagging, but I started out doing stuff on the street that wasn't necessarily
commissioned so
much.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, I mean, I guess you must have gleaned some interesting stuff from those people that were doing graffiti art, you know, like.
Oh, definitely. I haven't come from graffiti roots as such, but I've come from roots where we were all just a bunch of kids, really, and, you know, going out on the street and creating artwork for the greater community to enjoy. And I guess that's the difference between taggers and what we were doing. Like, our intent was to improve a space and for all to enjoy.
And when you sort of come to the conclusion that, yes, well, I want to do art, you just start doing it. And then there must be, the next phase must be, people like it and I'm quite good at it, and I've got ideas where it can go. But then, there must be things that sort of come into play then, like, hey, can you make a career of it? Can you pay your rent?
Yeah.
Will people care about it in 20 years? You know, all that sort of stuff that you must take into consideration. Is that part
of
it?
Yeah.
Because I guess you're not as prepared for that.
No, and I guess that's the golden question, and you know, and that's not something you can foresee. I mean, I can't see what's going to happen down the track, but I feel like, you know, I've been doing this for 14 years now, and I can't imagine doing anything else. So without being complacent, this is me, and I'm going to keep cracking at it.
How much of that is, I mean, I think I must know the answer to this already, but it's got to be a lot of hard work. Like, I mean, the thing is, you can't drop the ball, you can't have a year off.
No,
you know,
I do have some staff now.
Yes,
so that's nice.
Yes,
and so I can go and go overseas and do projects and know that everything's sort of ticking over back here, but I can't go for too long.
Yeah. I mean, it's an ongoing machine, because if you there's so many people out there creating art that if you...
Yeah, man, you've got to stay on your toes.
And is that hard? Is that part of it hard? Like, creatively also, you know, you sort of... Because I'm sure you get into a niche and you sort of go, well, I'm really good at doing this, and then you have to sort of explore other areas, or is that just part of the art?
Well, it is, and, you know, you can't be in one position the whole time. You've got to look like you're moving forward and developing and looking at new things, and so that's all part of being an artist, I guess, and, you know, it is ongoing.
So at Semi Permanent, what sort of people would you expect to see there?
People attending?
Yeah. You've also been to a couple?
Young people that have the world in front of them, and they're looking for inspiration, and generally kind of artisans, designers in that kind of realm, I would suspect, but just generally people that are really open to learning new stuff.
Because it does race ahead at quite a pace to that world, doesn't it?
Oh yeah.
You know, like what was once cutouts and sticky gum and all that sort of stuff to absolutely knock together a photocopied flyer.
Yeah.
Is now a whole different 4D modelling adventure.
Yeah, and where I am now, like often when I'll go away on street art festivals and whatnot, like I'm one of the older ones now.
So hello, dear.
Yes. It's a strange thing, but it's reality.
It's cool though.
Yeah.
And do you find that the people seek you out for knowledge?
I think wise one?
Well,
I would like to think so, because I've always been, we were just chatting before, like my kaupapa is to share, and I would like to think that I'm approachable and people, you know, I do help people, I do workshops and whatnot, so anyone out there, I'm not sure if that's a good idea, but I'm fully open and willing to share.
And you're going to be speaking on the rare panel. What's the rare panel? What's that?
So that's a sort of umbrella situation within semi-permanent. So there's a bunch of artist designers that these people have brought together. I'm not sure how many of us there are exactly. But it's just a sort of a mini semi-permanent inside the semi-permanent.
VIP.
If that makes sense, yes.
Sure. Yeah. And that's on the 9th of August. The whole the whole semi-permanent festival goes from the 9th to the 11th. And we're giving away, I want to see if you could know the answer to this. We're giving away a semi-permanent, $1,000 semi-permanent pack, aren't we, Tess?
Yes.
Prize. It's called the semi-permanent 18, which is short for 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimate prize pack. And you can win a three-day pass, goodie bag. What else we got there? Semi-permanent limited edition memo bottle, some juice there, some scented candles, a whole bunch of stuff. But the three-day pass is the big one. And if you know the answer to this, just text in SP18 to 5395. You must have a Simplicity B card, though, to win it. We're going for an Auckland Iconic Art Landmark. Iconic Auckland Art Landmark, okay? Now, here's the four clues that we've got so far this week. Mm. Flocks. Mm. Clue number one. Surrounded by beautiful trees, grass, it's a scenic view. It's a very pleasant.
Mm.
And that's the location of it. The location, the second clue, the location has a Christian name.
Christian name.
A Christian name in the name of the location.
Mm-hmm.
Not the artwork, the name of the location. The third clue was at the beginning of every drama. Okay. Fourth clue. I came up with these clues myself, by the way. The fourth clue is that there's a C between B and it, but if you were to walk to it from BFM, you wouldn't get your feet wet.
Good God.
It's tricky.
Is it too tricky?
It's so tricky.
It's quite tricky.
Yeah.
It can't be too tricky.
You must be. Yeah, those clues are pretty good. They're
I should write just something for the Herald thing in the corner. They're not tricky.
I feel like... Yeah.
Tess, speak your mind.
No, I think you know.
Because I do know.
I'm going to tell you afterwards.
I'm going to give it away. I know, I will.
No, you're not. I'm going to play a song
exactly.
If you're going to do that.
Oh, I'm not on purpose.
No,
but I mean,
too
like,
bad.
If
no,
you...
All the best to you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.